This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert. Hourly update. Breaking crime news now.
I'm Sydney Sumner. A North Carolina man has been charged with first-degree murder after he beat his roommate to death for asking him for a cigarette. William Francis Bordzin, 40, called 911 shortly before 11 a.m. on Sunday and said he'd been in a fight with his roommate, identified as 65-year-old Robert Murphy, and that he kicked his ass pretty good. First responders found Murphy dead on the scene. Bordzin told investigators that the fight started at about 4 a.m. when Murphy, allegedly drunk, came into his room and asked for cigarettes, and Bordzin refused, and the two got in a physical altercation. Bordzin said he punched Murphy in the head several times, then grabbed a box fan and hit Murphy repeatedly in the head with it. After Murphy collapsed, Bordzin said he kicked him in the stomach and face several times, telling police those last blows weren't needed and expressing some regret for them. Bordzin allowed detectives to search his phone, where they found videos and photos taken about 6 hours before he called 911. In one video, Murphy was still alive but injured and lying in the same position where he was later found dead. Bordzin is heard in the video speaking to Murphy in a derogatory tone, according to court documents. Bordzin is being held in the Mecklenburg County Jail on a $400,000 bond. An arrest has been made in a deadly shooting in Washington state that left a 23-year-old mother dead last week. The Pasco Police Department said they responded to a 911 call and found Lupita Ponce Penaloza dead in a garage apartment. Jonathan Villegas, 30, was identified as the suspect, and a warrant for his arrest on second-degree murder charges was issued. He was eventually located in Pendleton, Oregon, about 65 miles from the crime scene early Saturday morning. Court documents reveal investigators believe Villegas was one of two shooters who killed Ponce Penaloza. Those court documents say a friend of Lupita's told investigators that she went to a friend's apartment to meet Villegas, who she called Trucha. A probable cause affidavit said in messages to the friend, Lupita questioned whether Trucha had tried to set her up. There was also a text message sent from Lupita telling this friend that she may need her to call 911 if goes down. The two roommates who lived at the apartment gave slightly different versions of what happened. One said that Villegas and Ponce Penaloza arrived together and that Villegas pulled a handgun from beneath a coffee table and shot her, then opened the door for another man who also shot her. The other roommate said they only saw one person shooting. While police have not released any information about a second shooter, investigators say they found spent shell casings from 40 and 45 caliber guns in the apartment. Villegas has a lengthy criminal history dating back to 2009 and is prohibited from owning a gun because of assault and robbery convictions. Villegas awaits extradition to Washington in jail in Oregon's Umatilla County. More crime and justice news after this. A Missouri education teacher has pleaded guilty after sending sexually explicit content to a 16-year-old student, which spared her jail time. 26-year-old Ricky Lynn Laughlin sent nude photos to a teen over Snapchat in 2023, along with a video depicting her engaging in a sexual act. On Thursday, Laughlin pleaded guilty in Grundy County to first-degree endangering the welfare of a child with no sexual conduct. She was subsequently sentenced to 5 years of probation. Laughlin, who met the student while she taught at St. James High School, was charged in October 2023 for incidents that happened in both September and October of that year. The student reportedly told police that things began to escalate quickly between him and Laughlin and that she kissed him inside a classroom. She allegedly pressured him into having sex, but the victim told police that he made excuses because he didn't feel comfortable. She also asked him to send nude photos of himself and later confirmed that she received them. The victim said that during the investigation, Laughlin asked him to delete the material, told him she could face jail time, and said people at the school had been talking about them. The student turned over two videos and a photo that Laughlin sent him to police. Laughlin initially denied the allegations, but later admitted she communicated with him on Snapchat. When investigators searched her phone, they found three incriminating videos. Prior to the plea, prosecutors had charged Laughlin with statutory rape, tampering with or attempting to tamper with a victim in a felony prosecution, child pornography possession, sexual exploitation of a minor, sexual trafficking of a child, and tampering with physical evidence in a felony prosecution. For the latest crime and justice breaking news, be sure to follow the Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcast app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Sydney Sumner.